Jake Spaulding back with you, talking now with Perry LeCompton boys head coach Matt Simmons. Coach, from the last time that we talked, two big-time wins against some ranked opponents across the state, with last Friday at home against Rossville, and then in the opening round game of the Valley Falls midseason tournament this week. Let's dive into the Rossville game last Friday. Just tell me about and break that game down for me. It was a 59-49 win for your team, and really in this gauntlet stretch of your guys' schedule coming into the midseason tournament time, a win like that really is a good shot in the arm, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We played very well. You know, we were fired up, and I think the kids have really kind of banded together through our tough times, and, you know, adversity, that can send you one way or the other, and I think we just really came together, and you could tell they wanted to win. And I had several people come up and tell me it just looked like we had our team back. You know, we played like that all year last year, and for whatever reason, you know, every year's different, and you know, every game's a little different, and we just, things hadn't gone our way, and then as a coaching staff, we didn't have things going in the right direction. And I think that win against Rossville at home with a great Perry crowd just really, really brought us together. And I think we use that momentum going into the game against Valley Falls.
You know, we talked about that last week, about you playing at home, playing in front of your crowd. Before we get into the Valley Falls game, just tell me a little bit about what the atmosphere is always like there at Perry for your guys' team, just the energy you guys are able to feed off the crowd.
Yeah, we have a great student section. We have a great community. I'm really happy with the turnout. You know, our record didn't show that we deserved, you know, a crowd to come out, but we had the support there anyway. And, our players felt that energy and definitely used it to our advantage in that game. And it got loud several times, you know, and that game went back and forth. We started up early, got up pretty big, and then Rossville made a big run like we knew they would. And I think it was like a 2-point game somewhere in the fourth, and we scored 20 points in the fourth quarter to put it away. We had several kids step up and play well. You know, our foreign exchange student had 19 in that game, Marius Carlson. He had 17 the other night, and Ronnie Baker stepping up and playing how we knew he should. And then our seniors and Aiden and Colton and Eli and are stepping up, and they just kind of refused to lose in that game. And I was really proud of our effort.
And that's one thing, too, as we move into the next contest you had earlier this week against Valley Falls. You know, a win like that could definitely be one of those where the energy is great and you're excited about it, but then you got a really tough opponent coming up and you could drop that one. And you guys turn around, you guys just come out and break down this Valley Falls contest, a Valley Falls team that's ranked, that's playing extremely well right now. They have a lot of shooters around the floor. Just tell me about that 58-45 win in the opening round of the Valley Falls invite.
You know, we defensively, we probably had our best half of the year. We held them to 12 points at halftime, and you know, I went to halftime still a little frustrated because we only scored 23, and we settled for a lot of threes, and they weren't falling. And I felt that we had the size advantage, and I really wanted to kind of dominate inside and get them in foul trouble. And you know, it didn't really work that way. We only shot 3 free throws in the whole game, and I knew that at some point, you know, with a Caleb Gatzmeyer team, they're going to make a run and they're going to fight to the end. And we found ourselves only up one in the fourth quarter. And once again, we had some kids really step up. Marius Carlson hit 2 huge threes. Ronnie Baker had 15 points in the second half, ended with a double-double with 10 rebounds as well, and had 17 points. And Colt Kneiper had 14. And, you know, we made some winning plays. And early in the season, we didn't make winning plays. And in fact, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot, you know, with bonehead plays or getting a technical that was completely unnecessary. And we've really turned some things around, and I think that is a big reason why we're winning some games right now.
Big thing right now, midseason tournament time. Boz and I talk about it on our show on Friday night, Coach, and this is the time of the year where you can really see where your team's at and where you're either going to be that ascension team or that team that starts to fall away. Your team right now is on the ascension. You guys play Jeff West tomorrow night in the semifinal game. What are you looking forward to in that matchup against the Tigers? Not only just a Big East opponent, Coach, but also a rivalry game for you guys.
Yeah, it's a team we know really well. You know, it's always kids around the same area in the same county, and you know, you play against these guys from middle school on, you know, nonstop, and it's now, you know, we used to play them twice a year, and then this year was supposed to be once, but now we find them in the tournament to go to the championship game. We'll turn right back around and play them Tuesday. So, yeah, we're definitely familiar with each other. Joe Smith does a good job up there, and he's got, you know, a group that he started as freshman, and I know he went through some struggles in his first year, and he stayed with it, with these guys, and built them up, and they have a winning record right now for a reason. They brought in a transfer from Topeka High named Daniel Brown, who was averaging 18, 19 a game and shoots it at a high rate and really athletic. And you know, mix him in with a group that's battle-tested and been together for 4 years, starting as freshmen all the way to seniors now, and a lot of size on that team, and, you know, it's probably the best Jeff West team that I've faced in the last 4 years, and he's done a really good job, and it's going to be a tough game to make it to the championship.
Big-time matchup tomorrow. That game will be on 103.9 KNZA as well in the semifinal round. But, Coach, before we let you go, just wanted to get your input on your thoughts for the midseason tournament time, how important this time of the year is for your guys' team.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a time where you can play a lot of games in a short amount of time, and you know, kind of just build on each game. And, you know, you play a few games and then you get a long Christmas break and then some weather and it feels like you haven't played in forever. And I think now we can start, we kind of are feeling a rhythm, and the midseason tournament's a great time to get in a rhythm. And thanks to Valley Falls for putting on a great tournament. We're excited to get out there and play in the semis.
All right, Coach Matt Simmons of the Perry LeCompton Cause, again, taking on Jeff West tomorrow in the semifinal round of the Valley Falls Invite. That game will be on 103.9 KNZA. Coach, good luck to you and stay healthy, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Thanks, Jake.
All right, Head Coach Matt Simmons of the Perry LeCompton Cause. Again, the call locker room chat's presented by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry and Heinen Repair Service.